You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Greetings, friends. We're continuing on with the series, Do You Know the Real Jesus? Because the religious leaders out in the world are not teaching the real Jesus. So I ran out of time when I was trying to read a verse in Revelation chapter 19, starting in verse 11. So I'm going to pick it up. Do you know that when Jesus returns, the religious leaders of today will reject him and try and kill him just like they did almost 2,000 years ago? That's right. Look at it in your own Bible here. Revelation 19:11. Now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself, and he was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. This guy is a conquering king, and he's coming back to earth to rule with a rod of iron. He himself treads on the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, and he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, The Beast and His Armies Defeated. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather together for the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses and those who sit on them, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, both small and great. He's going to come back and he's going to kill a whole bunch of people. Verse 19, and I saw the beast, the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. I told you, they're going to try and kill him just like they did 2,000 years ago. And these demented fools think that they're going to take Jesus and the angels out. Verse 20, then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet, who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. And these two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the rest were killed with the sword which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse. And all the birds were filled with their flesh. That's right. Their dead bodies are laying at the ground, and the vultures, the crows, the buzzards, they're all picking their flesh off of their dead bodies. Jesus is going to return. He's going to rule this earth. He's not taking everybody off to heaven. He's going to rule this earth with a rod of iron. Sin will not be tolerated. He is going to set his Father's kingdom up, and he's going to create heaven on earth. And it will be beautiful, and it will be a wonderful place to live. Would you like to learn more? Do you want to be there? Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.